about opening or playing a game second week of the season in a brand new stadium in the second year?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be electric. Sunday night football, new stadium. I think they played at least one college game there so far. But no, it's going to be great. It's too bad Chick-fil-A is not open, but it's going to be exciting.
Aaron, how is a game like that different? Is it louder right away, like last year when you were in Minnesota for opening up a new stadium?
I just think it's louder in general, the way they've been constructing the buildings. The newer buildings, I'm sure there's some thought that goes into it about sound and how they can make it as loud as possible. You know, Atlanta's got some great sports fans. So it was rocking last year, both times we played. Minnesota was rocking, opening that stadium, and it's going to be rocking on Sunday night as well.
Aaron, do you sense that it takes the execution to really start getting cleaned well into September based on the way you guys train now and
No, I don't think so. I just think it's, you know, we played a really good defense, and they shut us down the first half. We didn't execute. We were kind of behind the sticks on the field position. But no, there's no excuses like that in this offense.
What do you do as a quarterback in these September games in the first quarter? Try and get your group settled, find a rhythm. And do you have a guy like you used to have in Kuhn after the play that might be an extra eyes and ears on what happened on the last play?
Well, there's no Kuhn here anymore, so we don't have that that relationship. You know, that was pretty special. But it's just about Mike, you know, finding a rhythm with the play calling, and, you know, me and my guys finding a rhythm with execution. You know, I think we did a good job of mixing personnel groupings in Seattle. We just, like I said, you know, we had some, you know, a bad turnover on the first drive when we moved it pretty well. And then every other drive, you know, was a difficult field position until the second half, you know, starting that drive on the 6-yard line.
Aaron, you mentioned the other night after the game that you actually see teams preparing for the free play thing. Or you mentioned that before where teams scout you. How do they do that? How do you see teams trying to avoid...
Well, it's substitution patterns. You see guys, you know, the play ends on a second down, they sprint to the sideline, or the play ends on their side of the field, and they immediately know, hey, this is when we got to get off. And they understand the most important thing is just getting those first couple guys off. So, yeah, you know, it's an awareness of that, but you know, you still have to have discipline on the cadence, and it's something that we've used here for a long time.
How much?
Go ahead, Spoon.
Yeah. On the 32-yarder to Jordan, were you even in the huddle? Or did you guys actually huddle on the break because you saw something running off the field?
Yeah, we were huddling because it was a third down, I believe, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And there was also some uncertainty about whether or not we could take the quarter. There was thought initially that we could take the quarter. I looked up at the clock and saw that the game clock, you know, was longer than the play clock. So obviously we had to run a play. And then they tried to do a last-second substitution, and we broke it. Because we didn't sub, we were allowed to, you know, get up there and snap as quick as we wanted to.
So why, Aaron, have you guys been able to do that so much more, whether it's the 12-man or the cadence? I mean, just about everybody is way behind you guys in that.
Well, we're smarter than those teams.
Aaron, just talk about the Falcon defense they present.
Yeah, I think it's a really good defense. I think... the way that Reed played this last week, you know, when he's healthy, they're really tough up front. They added Poe to the mix, who's a premier inside tackle who can rush the passer. He has good athleticism for a man of that size. And then the other guys are just older now. You know, Deion Jones is a big-time player, second year now. Keanu Neal is a fantastic player. Getting Trufant back from injury is great for them. Poole is now a second-year player. So it's those guys playing together in the same system for another year now. Very talented group, very well coached, and a very disciplined group as well.
Aaron, going back to the stadium thing, your indoor numbers are just very good, and you're obviously very good in your career. If the roof is open, a retractable roof is open, does that play like an outdoor game, like an indoor game? What would you anticipate on that?
Well, it depends on the temperature. I think... when you're playing in a southern city that's outdoors, the humidity plays a factor. Nighttime as well, the ball is, I've always found, a little tackier, easier to throw. And then indoors, you know, with no conditions, is obviously nice. But I thought I heard something about the issue with the roof, that they couldn't open it this year. I could be wrong. Am I wrong?
No.
I think, yeah. Yeah, I heard they kind of stuck in place, and they, I don't know.
You know, in basketball, how they always say there's a shooter's background and everything. Is that a case in football? Do each stadium have, like, for you in terms of vision or anything? Do you have to get used to it?
I think the receivers do, for sure. I think the receivers, you know, with the lights sometimes and the background, I think it's definitely an issue for them. For me, it's just about finding the play clock. And, you know, some places it's hidden often behind people standing behind the end zone. So it's kind of in some weird spots sometimes. But I don't have that issue. But those guys sometimes with the ball find it hard to track it. You know, I remember Cobby last year in the Giant playoff game said that the third touchdown he had, he didn't see it till it was in his hands. You know, it just got caught in the lights. And that can happen. Jeff complained a couple of years ago, last year in Detroit, when I threw him a fade ball down the sidelines, that he never saw it. So it can happen indoors and outdoors.
What does having Geronimo back do for you guys on offense?
It just adds to the depth. I mean, we got a fantastic group of receivers. Tough to, you know, there's only one football to go around, but he gives us a great depth. Trevor, again, has had a fantastic camp for us, and have a lot of faith in him and Jeff. But, you know, those first three guys played outstanding the first game, made it through, you know, without any issues, having Trevor jump in for a few plays and Jeff for a few plays. But yeah, the key is that depth. I mean, we got a lot of depth with those guys, and it'd be nice to get them all on the field at one time.
How is it bouncing back a week one, especially in a physical game? I know you got a Sunday night game, so that maybe helps, but week one every year, and this one particularly with a physical game against the Seahawks, how is it this week?
Yeah, a little sore this week, even up until Wednesday, which is kind of normal. You kind of reach that point, you know, maybe week four or five when your body recovers a little faster maybe, and then you hit about 9 or 10 and it all kind of feels the same up until Wednesday or Thursday. But no, Mike does a good job with the schedule. I know you guys are all happy about Wednesday, as are we. That's back to semi-normal. You guys can get on with your lives, and so can we. But yeah, you know, it's a process. We all learn how to take care of ourselves the best way possible. And Mike does a good job of giving us those opportunities to learn, especially young players, to learn what to do to take care of yourself during the week.
So are you one of the bartenders that Mike mentioned today? So you just got to listen to the bartenders Wednesday practice.
Mike's an old bartender himself, man. He ran that bar back in Pittsburgh for his you know, his family for a long time. But no, I mean, I like getting in early and finishing early, and practicing before lunch as well. And Mike does too. But he's got to silence some of those guys who want to sleep in a little bit.
Some of the guys yesterday were talking about a sickness in their stomach when they think back to last year. Obviously, you're a different team, they're a different team. It's a totally different situation. But an opportunity on a big stage, new stadium, Sunday Night Football, is there any retribution going into a game like this if you do come out on top? Do you feel any sense of retribution from last year? Is that just past?
I mean, it's past. They won the game. They went to the Super Bowl. So you can't rewrite history. It's just, you know, 2-1-0 teams who both feel like we can, you know, be there in the end of the season. These are kind of games like last week that, you know, you win these games, you feel better in December and January when you're coming down to filling out that that 12-team bracket.
And so you walked out of that, before you walked out of that stadium in January, you said you made the all-in remark. How much different do you think you guys are than what you were when, you know, when you left that stadium in January? And did your comments have anything to do with Ted's approach, do you think, to build this team?
Tough question. I'm not sure. You know, we added some guys to the mix. We lost some guys. You know, lost a lot of leadership last offseason. I'm not sure yet. It's a work in progress, see what we got. But I like our team. You know, but again, today we lost a couple more guys. So, I don't know. It's a process. I don't make those decisions. I just got to go out there and play quarterback.
Falcons lost their offensive coordinator. For Matt, dealing with Sark, how much does that kind of affect the change? I know Mike kind of gave up play calling for a while here, but for the most part it's been steady. So how much does a move like that, especially early in the season, maybe affect a quarterback?
I mean, I don't know. I've been fortunate enough. I've been in the same offense for 13 years now. Slight changes when Coach Sherman left and Mike came in. So I would assume that, you know, there's a period where you really have to do the translation from the previous offense to how you're calling it now. I would also assume that as an MVP last year, you're not going to want to change too much for a guy because he played so damn well last year. But, you know, every coordinator, every play caller has their own style. But you really got to mold it to your quarterback and your players.
There's milestones along the way all the time in a long career. You're two away from 300 touchdowns. You'd be by far the fastest guy to ever get there. But your interception total is way lower than anybody has ever been at this point. Is that more important to you than the touchdowns, is keeping the interceptions off the docket too?
Well, it's both. I mean, it's both. It's big plays. It's high touchdown percentage and low interception percentage. That's the way I've always played since I was in high school. Didn't quite do it my 8th grade and 9th grade year. Got a little better 10th, 11th, and 12th, and then obviously took care of football pretty well at college. But no, that's the way I've always played. You know, it's opportunistic, trying to make big plays, throwing touchdowns at a high percentage, and then limiting the interceptions.
Sometimes at practice, you're going up and down the line looking for an open lane, having fun, you know, some tour. And after the game Sunday night, Martellus said, he's like a point guard back there sometimes. I mean, do you sort of have a little bit of a point guard mentality running the offense?
I mean, you have to. Basketball was my first love, and I, you know, gave it up in high school. But, yeah, I mean, that's your distributor. You're trying to, you know, make your guys better. You're trying to get the ball to the proper guy at the right time. And, you know, that's, I've always been in a position where I've had an impact on the game. Pitcher in baseball, point guard in basketball, quarterback in football, goalie and forward in soccer. You know, I like being in that position.
Aaron, I just got to ask, you appeared on two ABC shows this year. I know you kind of dabbled into the entertainment world. Once you're retired, it's all said and done, and I'm sorry, I'm an ABC affiliate, would you ever consider going on Dancing with the Stars? I know former teammate Donald Driver did it. A bunch of Hall of Famers have been on it. Would you ever consider something like that?
No.
Why is that? Can you dance?
Yeah, I can dance. It's not about that. Just not really my style.